Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 13th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Keith Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expulsion of Dr. Thokozani Kube from Parliament and the fight over the MTC name and symbols.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 mmWave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
And thanks once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we're talking about the escalating tension in the opposition MTC Tea Party.
Dr. Thokozani Kube was expelled from Parliament after she seemingly lost a power struggle with Nelson Chamisa to head the organization after the death of founder Morgan Tsvangirai. The decision was announced in Parliament yesterday, but Dr. Kube has indicated that she will appeal the decision.
Meanwhile, the chamber application in which the MTC, led by Mr. Chamisa, is seeking to bar Dr. Kube from using the same name and symbols was today postponed to Tuesday after Ms. Kube's lawyer, Lamo Matuku, failed to make it to the High Court in Bulawayo.
Kuonguka ama wadiwa nasi tunautitinge chitarisa bata mrefu, bata mpupi irimu bato re MDCT pakati pava Nelson Chamisa na Dr. Thokozani Kube. Nezuro dare re paramendi rakazivisa iro kutila ingira po atzamba ne, na nechikwata chava Chamisa richi ziviswa iro kuti Mai Kube vanofanira kudzingwa mubato nekuti havacha mudariri nekuti havacha mirire zvido zveMDCT. Si Mai Kube vanoti aiwa ivo ndo chaivo chaivo vachiri kumirira bato iro nekudaro vachaedza kuti vange vachikwikwidza nyaya iyoyi. Nasi mumatare kubulawa yoko manga muchifanira kunge muchizeiwawo nyaya yekuti yakakwidzwa navachamisa yekuti Mai Kube vasashandise zita rekuti MDCT kana mifananidzo iya ine chanza nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Asi nyaya inazonzwika mudare nhasi nekuti muzvinafundo Lavimo Maduku vanga vasingakwanise nhasi kuti vange vachienda kubulawa ikoko vanova gweta raMai Kube nekudaro nyaya iyi ichanzwikwa svondo rinouya nemusi wechipiri. Tirakudzwa kuti munoti kudimi vatereri nemamiriro ari kuita akaita zvinhu muMDCT zvakaita manyama amire nerongo nyika yatarisana nesarudzo getu.
Yee, kunjalo zuru kandaba ndingakutsvona njani lapa rikona kona ngapo tina lapa ke siyaphila lo Blessing. So ke namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lukankosazana Thokozani Kube. Siyawazi ukuthi sexotshiwe edala lepalamende licele leMDCT elikhokelwa ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Bemxotsha ke bathi siwawuziphumela ke kubandla njalo labo sebamxotsha kubandla leMDCT ngoba wayengasalandeli izinqumo ezithethwe yi-National Council yebandla lelokuthi ezokuthi kumele ukuthi umnumzana uChamisa abe nguye okhokhela MDCT. So lokhu kulandela ke ubhubha kwamnumzana kwamoyi uMorgan Tsvangirai ngonhlolanja. Sizwile njalo kobulawayo khona ngalo ukuthi bekungazani bekumele kuthethwa icala lokuthi ke uMai Kube usebenzisa lokhu kuthiwa ngama-symbols e-MDC. Konke nje la ma-t-shirts ababebhaliwe i-MDC kumethe angakusebenzise. Kodwa ke igoda likaMai Kube uDr. Lamo Maduku kasenelisanga ukuthi afike ke kobulawayo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Sifuna ukuthi sikhulume lani bantu ukuthi litsho ukuthi pho indlela ye-MDCT iyangaphi kususela namhlanje. Ye, kunjalo mfowethu.
Onguka mawadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa iyo bata murefu bata mfupi rimu MDCT. Tinenge tine mutereri wekutanga, our first guest, that is Mr. Obet Gutu, the spokesperson of the MDCT. Because of the divisions, we can say the Kube faction, both is another one led by Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you, Blessing. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Zizonje. Amanja.
Amanja, wait.
Mr. Kudu, tell us what is going on because Ms. Kube was recalled from Parliament, and there's this issue of you know, the name of the MTCT and so forth. So what's going on with all this?
Let me just start by saying the RICO. The RICO was very unfortunate in the sense that it's just a manifestation of the malice of the other of some of our colleagues. It just shows that they are motivated by hatred, they are motivated by ill will, they are motivated by you know, bad faith. What I would want to call in Latin, they call it malafides, you know, extreme bad faith. you know, it's when you look at Parliament, the 8th Parliament of Zimbabwe will be dissolved maybe in the next 2-3 months, maybe at most 3 more months to go. Then you say, what motivates this decision to want to clandestinely recall Honorable Dr. Thokozani Kupe? It can only be a manifestation of hatred, a manifestation of evil. But the good thing is, evil at the end of the day never wins. Evil is evil, and evil never wins. So we are excited to say that we have since made the relevant consultations with the Office of the Speaker of Parliament, the Clerk of Court, and I can also confirm that we have done the necessary legal, you know, research, legal homework, and this morning I was in consultation with our legal advisor, and it's none other than Professor Mamadouku, a constitutional law expert, and we are going to be filing an urgent chamber application to have that recall misguided, mischievous, and malicious recall set aside. Dr. Kupe is, I was talking to her a few minutes ago, she's actually driving from Victoria Falls. She was in the rural areas just outside Victoria Falls. We are busy campaigning, you know, meeting people, explaining to them, and preparing for elections. So all things being equal, she must be in Harare by midday tomorrow. And the papers will be filed at the High Court as soon as she has appended a signature to a founding affidavit. I mean, we are thoroughly convinced that, look, at the end of the day, the Parliament of Zimbabwe misdirected itself. There's a pending legal issue at the High Court in Bulawayo. As you know, these other colleagues of ours, they went to court. They filed an application, which we have thoroughly opposed, competently opposed. We prepared very comprehensive opposing papers. And I'm happy today to advise the nation that one of our counsel, a very competent young lawyer, Advocate Kolani Ngwenya in Bulawayo, stood in for us in Bulawayo today because Professor Maduku was apparently tied up in Harare. He had an urgent board meeting that he had to attend, and so he could make it to Bulawayo to argue the matter on our behalf at 4 p.m., at 2 p.m. The day before Honorable Justice Francis were in chambers. So Advocate Kolani Ngwenya, then we instructed him to apply for a postponement on our behalf. Surprisingly, the other party vigorously opposed the application for postponement. And we are pleased that the judge saw no merit in their opposition, and he laughed it off and said no, he's going to postpone the matter to enable Professor Maduku to come and argue the matter on Tuesday next week.
Thank you so much.
Now we are being joined by our second guest, human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Of course, Mr. Mavinga, you are not a party to all this crisis in the MDC. Of course, they say if you stay close to a cemetery, you don't have to mourn for everybody. So we just want your expert analysis, Mr. Mavinga. Can courts really resolve such issues like we are seeing in the MDC?
Well, clearly where there are disputes that cannot be resolved amicably, then correctly the last resort should be the court to adjudicate. With political matters, it would have been best if there is an amicable internal resolution. But in the absence of that, it is correct that the court of law would have to determine, because how else would you resolve a dispute where there are differences that are irreconcilable? Mm-hmm. So I believe that it is not the best solution. the way to go would be for the courts to decide on the matter.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs.
So, Mr. Mavinga, do you see these sides, actually, these factions reconciling anytime soon?
No, not at all. I think the bigger picture that we have to look at, unfortunately, is that here what is imminent is a clear split, and so it's a process of a divorce whereby the court would intervene to decide on the dissolution of the failed union and how the property that was acquired, including the names and other things, will be, you know, divided between the parties. So I don't think that it is for the court to try and help the parties to find each other. That is done outside of court when there is some kind of round table conference talk. But when it comes to the court, I think it's really about, you know, how to separate the two parties in a manner as clean as possible, which is unfortunate because in the end, it weakens the democratic movement because divided people are weaker. But if there is no common ground in terms of values, in terms of principles, in terms of positions on how to proceed, especially with regards to the issue of succession for the late Morgan Tsvangirai, then clearly it points to an imminent divorce for which the court has to come in and assist the parties in separating.
Yeah, uyakhuluma lapha ke umnumzana uMavinga uthi ke okwenzakala ku-MTC kusobala kakhulu ukuthi akusoze kulungiswe umthethwandaba. Uthi umthethwandaba ozakwenza kuphela ukuthi ke kuhlanganiswe amabandla lawa nxa sebejiyana. Kuyafana nomuntu xa ithethe ukuthi ningazodivosa, kumele ukuthi kudindwe phela isithupha ukuthi selijiyana phela. So uthi yikho kwenzakala kubandla le-MTC lokhu, ngoba umthethwandaba yona ngwakho ungeke waphuma lesinqumo esingani siyakhanya. So ke kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Tombodzoka kwamuri vagutu. Vamwe kavagutu vari kuti hongu munogona kunge muchitaura henyu zviri pamutemo, asi kana pachitariswa vanhu vakawanda vanenge vari kunzi vari kufarira vachamisa, munowirira nazve. Vagutu.
Blessing. Iwo unogona zvona undipfuura ndoziva.
Aiwa ndimunorova.
Hanzi atingadye poison nokunyara patikaranga toti nokuzvoda. Nokuti chakashata chakashata. Iwo ukaona munhu achiita zvakashata woti ndaona munhu uyo achipa zaimba yamuridzi. Achipa TV yomuridzi, asi ndaona vanhu vazhinji vachimukuzira kuti ipa shamari uri gamba, ita izvozvo zviri right sokuba iwo woti nokuti kare tichiri kubhodhingi kufuleta ko taiti hanzi unoda kufadza momos, hanzi yazoti unoda kufadza vanhu vakawanda
fadza chao
isina zvako kuti zvakashata. Isu tinoti kwete, ndo zvakasaka kuti Zimbabwe tipinde muna taisireva. Blessing. Zvati vateereri vandinzwe ipapo, ndo zvakasaka kuti iye manje nyika yedu ivondomoke zvayaita. Zvinhu zvainge itwa zvakashata tichiti nokuti munhu anonzi anodiwa navanhu ngazviitwe. Kwakaitwa zvinhu zvakashata if we go back in the early 80s, vakatanga zvanagukura hunditamofasi weyoung adults. Ndinotoona kuti zvinhu hazvina kunaka izvi. But vanhu vainge ti hash. No, Mugabe is very popular, he speaks good English, he's a good orator. Saka, ngazvinyararwe. Achiponda vanhu. Achiuraya vanhu. So, isu tiri kuti once taita zvinhu zvakadaro, posterity, blessing, will judge us very harshly. We have to stand by what is right. What is right may appear outwardly to be unpopular, but it doesn't mean that we have to abandon it and just go with the wind because the perception is that the wind is popular. Because when you go out there, you will actually be surprised that this perception of so-called popularity is actually misplaced and it's unfounded. I'll tell you what. On Sunday, ndakapedza zuva rose ndiri kumashonal and east province. Kumareserva emashonal and east. Takatanga kupinda marondera tikaita musangano panonzi vamawati paya. Justini inonzi chikoro ichi Peter House. Takashamisika nezvadakaona tichinza kuti hanza hamash east do so-called stronghold yezanu PF. But tasvika ipapo nevakomana vandaifamba navo takaona vanhu vakawanda vedu MDCT. Vachiti amudhara matoti nonogera maita zvakanaka mauya. Ndikaona chaunga chavanhu kuti isisi toda kuteedzera bumbiro romutemo ende tiri kutaura vanhu vomumamisha. Vanga vabva kunana hwedza vamwe vanga vabva kumapurazi kunonzi Mbarondera West iyo largely is actually made up of my former commercial farming areas. 57 former commercial farming areas. I'm told those need to make up Mbarondera West constituency. Vamwe vanga vabva kwamutoko vamwe vanga vabva kumudzi vamwe vanga vabva uya kunonzi kunokotwa ndakashamisika ndikati saka tinongonyeperwa kunzi ndo zviri popira vanhu havazive vanhu vekumareserva havazive ndakashamisika ndopandakaona kuti vanhu vomuzimbabwe vanoziva zvavanoda and havadi zvokuti titeedzere zvakaitwa namugabe zvokusateedzera mutemo zvokusateedzera constitution vanoziva kuti zvinotisvitsa kuna taisireva. Saka this perception yekuti hanzi ava vanhu vakawanda vari uko ndokuri popular, that's a blue lie.
Tinotenda vaguti Gibbs.
So we've got people who are actually sending us messages right now. We've got Njabulo Nyati Makurani, who says, don't confuse a lot of people, Mr. Kudu. So Chamisa is the legitimate person who has to run the MTC. So then he says, please don't confuse people. Then we've got Imbizo, says, our country has many problems. Why do you always talk about party infighting? Are you, okay, he's saying we shouldn't talk every day about this party infighting. So Angas Gutige Imbizo, Watini, he says, I wasn't thinking as corner, Kuta la Gomez Kulum and Akulok. Who's a way I gift Molus saying, Uti, yes, one and a half a Uti, Gomez Kumet again, Utu Kambajan, Uta Walonga Kubakul, who's a way and Jaloge Uraymond, Uti, my Gaegele, into Akele Ukupe. So he's saying that Kupe should actually do the right thing. I don't know which right thing he's talking about. Then we've got Desmond Mambingwe, who says, Yo Tube, and we are really watching, and please ask one question for me. And here's the question, Mr. Kutu. Desmond Mambingwe says, are you the authentic MTCT?
Absolutely. I don't know how I can put it. We are not only the authentic, we are the authentic, the legitimate, the rightful, and the constitutional MDCT. Why did Hudaro? We are saying we are the authentic and rightful, constitutional, and legitimate MDCT because we are the party that has said, let's follow what the constitution says. I will refer readers, I know, or listeners, I know not everyone has got a copy of the constitution of MDCT, but as you know, it's very important with the article 9.21.1, the MDC constitution. In Otawara, Iyo Kutikana president we party, Ashinge a resigner, Kanauti Ashaika, Paneto, and on the extraordinary Congress. In fact, Shurungutaka Sandis Wabanoti, there shall be an extraordinary Congress held or to be held within no later than 1 year from the date of resignation or the date of death of the president.
So this means that you are not the authentic one because no Congress has been held, right?
This is why we are saying we are the authentic one, because we are saying let's go to Congress. This is why on the 21st of April we gave notices in terms of the constitution. We are going to an extraordinary Congress, Muswa 21 April, kunosarudza a new president.
Thank you so
but,
much.
Mr. Guti, your critics are also saying that the problem was that Mrs. Cooper was no longer attending the party meetings ever since Mr. Tsvangirai decided to form this MDC alliance.
No, that's a lie. Look, I'm a member of the National Standing Committee, Blessing. Mm-hmm. I can tell the nation, I can tell the listeners, that she was coming. The time that she would not attend, she would be, like, you know, out of the country, baby, on parliamentary business. As you know, she's a member of the Parliamentary Women's Caucus.
But Mr. Gutu, there were times when she would attend parliament and not attend those party meetings.
No. Like I said, I can tell you for certain that our Manyepo, the few meetings that he didn't attend, they were legitimate excuses and apologies. Was one, Pamaninga wafamba ninye ze parliament, kana ninye ze msangano. So, Kunzwango wasinga attend ma meeting ze msangano when President Tsvangirai was still alive. That is a blue lie. Please don't name Mama Nyepo.
But Mr. Gut, I did talk to Mr. Tsvangirai, may God bless his soul.
Yes.
He was talking about that, her not attending and then trying to have a meeting with her so that they iron out their differences. Their differences was there. There were differences.
Yes, there were differences around the issue MDC alliance. That I cannot deny.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue of Hutuanga Sunga attended this meeting, to be honest with you, I would say God is my witness. Mm-hmm. All the meetings, I think if she missed the meeting, she must have missed two or three. Vandino Zio Angwa Singa attended my meetings from about May or whatever last year. The former national chairperson Wakazo resigned, the Honorable Lab Mondo Danamoyo, but not Dr. Cooper.
Okay,
we have to make that distinction.
Thank you so much. What is starting a call? I will call a lot of people. Baba Sposis or Gunjani? You call it to one, Baba Sposis? Yeah, I would to an out of a little gama coupe, Ulbolanjan, the MTC, Yorangwayo, who wanted an alcohol.
I mean, I don't think we should soon go cool about to him over no mammy sevens in a part. What is on dry? Then don't an ayak, and they will look at the Kamis, and they should have who took one father studying, but I hope you will buy the old moon to go up to Congress. Who comes along, we are, you know. Bona into le ibuhlungu nje vele sekuvele kubonakala ukuthi ngamaphatha ayithu uTsvangirai nguye owamosha zonke lezi zinto ngokuthatha faka abangakhi esihlalweni abathanga bavotelanga kuCongress umakhuphe vele ube yivice uTsvangirai wazwakala kuthi asenamavice awu-3 bayewathethephi la abangani bakhe ababedizane bonke yilo ntuzo uyakhombisa vele ukuthi laba abantu babodwa lathi sisodwa. Mina vele ngijiyile le party makhuphe kajiye kulomthwakazi lapha join umthwakazi ngoba le nto le iyabonisa ukuthi laba bantu babodwa bafuna ukusebenzisa thina kuphela vele senzela ukuthi bethola amavoti ngayo. Akabajiye benjalo le MDC yabo ekaTsvangirai nguye vele umuntu wamosha izinto ngesikhathi efaka lowo muntu. Umakhuphe sebethi uwenzeni wayengabuki ekuhlanganeni kwakubangelwa yini? Angithi kwakuyizenzo zabo. Simthumela abantu makhuphi ukuthi azoshayo kwenze zonke lezi zinto wayezoya khona ngani. Kumanje ukhamisa ngithi ususa khona le marondelo wabaletha ngapha eBulawayo baletha kuRali. Kula bantu yini akade bezoza kuRali? Laba bantu bayezongina uzobabonga ngani? Angithi kuzothathwa yona le msebenzi engekho ngapha koBulawayo ibongwe laba bantu phela usazobabonga maye wini.
Ye, lokho asilaqiniso ngapha sibusiso. Lokho siyaqiniswa lakho ukuthi kubiza abantu yese sasazi
ube akathiye lokho akathiye lokho mama lo umthwakazi ukhona lapha join umthwakazi kile sayichaye li MDC mina ngachaywa le maraposa ngalimala sayichaye li MDC ukuthi ngabantu sihlangene kanti abantu babodwa ingcono kakhulu izala uPF kulaleyi lokuzweni vele angisafunde ukuzwa ngayo mina le
phansi. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu sibusiso, sibongela kakhulu mfowethu.
So
according to Sposiso, this is painful that Ms. Cooper has to go this way. And he says the best thing for her is to join Mtokazi Republic Party, nothing else. He says leave the MDC and join Mtokazi. So that's his opinion. And he says the person who created all these problems is the late Moken Tsvangirai. Because he says, you know, he actually appointed two vice presidents. So that created a crisis within the party.
Nani zangu mkoma blessing magadi
ayo isu tirinani tipe pfungwa dzenyu
mazita zenyu ndinoda kutanga kunzvimbo yopindura mukomazivusiso avanga vari kutaurawo ngavarege kutora zvinhu nekuti marudzi vatokodzani kupe mundevere kana kuti chivotawo zvemutakasi tinoda kuvaka nyika ndozvinhu zvekutanga zvakare kana tichitarisa zvinhu ngatiteverei zvinhu zviri kuitika kwete kuzvibatira pamusoro ndatenda zvangu ipapo ndouya kuna vagutu vagutu ndinovimba vakateerera munhu watanga tichivimba tichitrust uye tichifarira asi chinhu chandoda kunditaurire kuvanhu ava kubva kuna maikupe ndovimba vakateerera vagutu ndinovimba vakateerera kusvika kuna vachamisa vese vanhu vari mumaopposition parties chinhu chandoda kundikutaurirei vagutu ndechekuti zimbabwe ine vanhu vakadzidza tose takadzidza musati kuti tikuteverei moona sekuti imini ndimi makadzidza kudarika vanhu vese kana munoziva kudarika vanhu vese we are following you guys zvamuri kuita zvese tiri kuzvitevera tichizviona sevanhu vatinenge tichitsigira muri kuramba nyaya yekuti imini maikupe vanga vasingaendi kumusangano maikupe vanga vasingachaendi kumusangano nekuda kwemadifferences avanga vainawo panyaya yealiance of which taita makore akawanda tichidyiwa tichitambudzika mukati menyika ino tikapa tariro kwamuri semdc pakava nekupatsanurana vaosi nemuri vachiinda saidi vatendai diti vachiinda saidi vazhinji vanhu vakabuda nemdc zvikarwadza nekuti tadyiwa tatambura nekuti vanhu vapatsanura mavhoti ari kudhivhaidhika zanzi yekuiwana mukana nhasi uno futi imi maakuita chinhu chimwe chete ichocho tati isusu vatsvangirai zvavati vanhu ngavabatane vanhu vadzokedzana vabiti vadzoka wesi nomuye vadzoka tati chaita chinhu chakanaka then mitokozani kupe is going against that alliance varoda kuti tiende kupi chakapatsanurana hatibzi kuda gentlemen vanhu vanotengwa nemusangano wezanupf kuti mudhivhaide zvinhu mutikonderesi matambudziko hatibzi kuzvifarira nekuti muri kuita zvinhu tichizviona ende tichikuteverai sevanhu vatenge tichifarira musationa kudzidza
vagura jena vaguti varida kupindura ipapo
ngavapindure
vagutu
wazvamataura asi ndo dambudziko ratinaro muzimbabwe kuti munhu ukaita pfungwa dzinenge dzakasiyana nedzemumwe unobva wanenedzerwa watengwa nezano waita sei ndoda kupikana mwari mwari wakatisika mwari akandisika nisemunhu ndingatengwa nezano ndichitengerwa chii nzira yandasika rinei chendingada kuzano chii handina kumbogara ever since ndakazarwa ndakatsigira zano kana kuvhotera zano that's a fact vanhu vese anondizivai how they can be me out saka ndamuchiti tatengwa nezano handizivi kuti ndikazotengwa nhasi nezano ndichidei kuzano chainozonditenga nezera randasvika rino ndonzi ndatengwa nezano chatingashaya handisoda hangu kuti mungati apa muguti wauda kuzvipembedza kana kuonererwa but I mean this is a fact what would I need from ZANU-PF that I cannot work for myself in English so right. I think that's very very unfortunate kuti instead yekuti tiite analyze my issues tichinatsoongorora kuti zvakamira sei zvakamira sei ukangeita muonero wakasiyana unobva wanenedzerwa kuti watengwa nezano uri kudya mari yezano mari yezano yacho yandakadya ndeipi imarii
isu vagutu tiri kuti nguva yacho yekuti muite extraordinary meeting yacho yamuri kureva iyo yemini yecongress right from all this time maikupe vanga vachidii kuimposa madifferences avo zvotaurwa nezvazvo before kushaika kwavatsvangirai zvataurwa zvosolviwa problem yoonekwa kuti yakamira sei now tavatowadzi kuenda kumaelections ndopamavakuisa madistrbance ekuda kukonzeresa kudivhaida vanhu vaidii kuti ivo vataure madifferences avo zvavasiri kuona nguva iripo moita zvinhu zvenyu zvogadzirisa nzira yakanaka other than kuti ezvino patave maakukonzeresa confusion vanhu havachanzwisiki ndopatinokublackmailai manje pautaa kuti makatengwa because hamuzi kuda kuteredzera zvinoda vanhu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
I think it's important that I defend myself
okay
because this allegation yekuti takatengwa it's not only the slanderers and the defamatory it is also very false and very unfounded nokuti una kutaura zvazviri ndambotaura ndikati
vagura jena mirai vapindure mirai vapindure
tiri kuteedzera bumbiro romutemo saka tiri kuti kana mutemo weparty constitution yeparty ichiti ngatidai 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 ndo zvatiri kuita saka ndamuchiti kuda kuteedzera kwatiri kuita bumbiro romutemo kutengwa nezano abva hongu takatengwa
Aiwa tinotenda vagura jena rega itsure vamo vatereri pane vakawanda varoti vapinde muchirongwa.
Ndanganzinga kutaura vagutu kuti inini mukati hongo hongo mukati hongo. Asi ndada kuti kudzenje bundo remutemo whatever zvamunoti muri kutevedzera vanhu kuti ii kana kuti muve pamuri ipapo harisi basa ramuri kupinda nekuda kwechikoro. Zvamuri kuita zvese ima leaders emapartiti muri kuzviita nekuda kwechi tii tinokuvhotera isu vanhu vezimbabwe. Saka zvinhu zveri kana muchiita musada kuti muzviite nenzira yekuti hacho zvakadai hongu. You are dead because of our votes. Without our votes munoramba muri mumabasa enyu amakaita echikoro kwete kutitungamirira. Saka tiri kuti isusu itai zvinhu zvenyu muchirangarira kuti isusu tiri kusafa tiri mumamisha tiri mumataundi matiri kutambudzika. Dai maitokozani kupe vakaita zvinhu zvavo nenzira sekutevedzera mutemo kwamuri kuti munotevedzera. Vaidai vakataura zvinhu zvavo before pakagadziriswa. Nhasi chamisa ari paari apo nechikonzero chekuti pakashayiwa mumiririri kualliance iwo vachiti havasi kuzvida. Vakadini zvitaura nenzira yakanaka.
Vakuru vangu kamakarasika vagura jena. Zvaita kuti tikamboonana ndotobonesara togarisana pasi. Nokuti isu tiri kuti hatidi kuti tiite masimba okubvuta. Ndosaka takaita mugabe akabvuta simba kubva kuna Ndabaningi Sithole vachiri kuMozambique 1977. Zvakatisvitsa papi ZANU PF ikaondomoka. Mugabe aita zvokuda kutora power through the back door. Akaondomora ZANU, akaondomora Zimbabwe. So isu tiri kuti takachengetedza ndechakatanga. We are prepared to defend the constitution not only of the party but of the nation to the last drop of our blood.
Tinotenda vagutu navagura jena. Thank you so much for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the divisions in the opposition MDCT ahead of the 2018 elections. Tinamu Atereri Gibbs on Facebook. We have J.E. Nkomo, who says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you so much. We have Jiman Masunga, who says, I'm watching from African Chrome Mine in Kwekwe. Thank you so much. Marcia Chinowe, watching from South Africa, Cape Town. Chisa Chisa, thank you so much. James Chizimbe Fe from Mpumalanga. Abi Namatai Taderera, watching from Cape Town. Kirapo Chitova, arikuti hapana nyaya hapa. Mai Kupe, munaive netsitsi naye, vakabaya zvavo save, vakamboedza chose, asi manje kamfana akachamisa chekujaidza nekunyengerera munhu hapana. Vagutu naimi munoera gumbo rekupiko, kwedu hakuna muera gumbo akadaro. Rajab Kasose arikuti live on radio in Tengwe Karoi. I lived there at one time for 4 years. Clever Mujaji arikuti watching from Botswana. Simon Mapera, no, we can't keep saying the MDCT for Chamisa as if there is another MDCT. Dr. Kupe was deleted and finished and clear.
Then Njabulonya says, Gibbs, can you reread my message? Okay, Njabulonya, let's take it bit by bit. He says, haha, don't be confused, go back to others. Otherwise, you'll never stand against Chamisa. Whether he is legitimate or not, he has people's votes. Don't confuse people. I think this is a direct reference to Mr. Kutu. And then we've got Baka Chizani, who says, why must Makupe join Mtogas? Do you remember what the gentleman said? Then Pamela Kumalo says, MTC Alliance Matso T. Then Zephania Piri says, I'm watching you guys. So maybe let's take a caller. We've got Mbongen Stole. Come on. Ba Mbongen, who's that?
Njani?
Njani ya pila kulu. Agucho tu wena, ulubona njani utawalon?
Ale utawalon ni wezinji ma paso kutu la voma kupe intawa yeza irongo na kundu. Vele irongo na wase ibo na manji. Uwa isinji ma manji kutu na voma gaiti ne soko nji ma kutu wa nyeza ni manji. Kwe kulu umalapu kulu umake kufuza vanti nyente nyeko. Kati bona intawa ikala ekaleni. Yesu legani kanti kuti baba mameli kuno kukunzwa ngabanye chamisa bekufanele kuti bona bamamele le nto isifuna ngabantu be-MDC bonke behlangene. Manje sokuzima sokuzekuyiwa emakhothi ngesikhathi sokuthi abantu bakhankasa ukhetho wona bayakhonfuza manje. Lokhu befuna ukulandelela into engekho nje. Into ekhona obhuti bona babephumileka baphumeka hambe bavumbe okwabo okwabo inhlanganiso yabo abayifunayo bachiyane ne-MDC. MDC isale injalo nje i-MDCT thina silandela iChamisa bona kuyabayekela ukukhonfuza abantu abenze into yabo abayifunayo baphume nje ku-MDC baphele makungukuthi babone ukuthi banawo ama-powers okuphuma abaphume nje baphele bazenzele okwabo abakufunayo thina sizolandela iChamisa njengalokho nje abantu nje vela basebenzile nje basekele iChamisa yikho nje into esifuneka kuphela abantu bayiyenze bona abayenze kwabo bazivulele iphathi yabo ithi bekwabele khona ma bengakhona ababuyele futhi kubuyele bexolise phezulu khona le harali ukuthi le nto leyabayenza irongo kanjele eChamisa akusekho kunye nje abantu kuphela into esesifuna thina yikubheka nje ekhetheni abantu bazithuzele nje umuntu abamfunayo njalo abantu vele abaningi sesithuze iChamisa nguye lowo muntu okufanele alandele ugudu akayekele ube lokhu ebamba bamba 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 bambe lapha 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 babethi bacela ukuthi bahambe bayekhulumisana khona le eHarare yaFreestown abayi futhi manje yini ngesikhathi ukhetha iChamisa babengekho manje yini le nto abayikhalelayo into abayifunayo ayibonakali into abayifunayo abahambe abezokwabo abakufunayo bacotshiwe ephalamende abaphuma baphele bayekele abantu baziyenzele into abayifunayo iqhubeke kahle i-MDC alliance bangayikhonfuzi
sesithole sibonge kakhulu sithole sizwile silujane isikhonkwane lapho ungathulela
kusasa
so he says Mr. Gudu and Thokozani Kube did the wrong thing and they don't know they don't have a plan to go forward and he says you know at the end of the day what is confusing people is they are actually with the MDC. But he says, leave the MDC and form your own party. So he has apparently fired Kutu and others. So this guy, he says he's an MDC guy inside out and is supporting Nelson Chamisa. So maybe Mr. Kutu can react to that because he's saying, these guys did the wrong thing and they don't know what they're going to do next. Mr. Kutu?
They will look back and say, these are men and women who stood for the right thing. It is very important. I think I have to keep on repeating, Kuti. Ngatisadya poison nokunyala. Many people even in life anoziya kuti pamwe chinhu chinenge chiri wrong ongoti nokuti zvinotaridzika ezipi vanhu vakawanda vari kuti zviri wrong ndo zvakanaka. Saka ndaungumhanyira ukoko nokuti ndo zvino ndo kunoenda vamwe. Zvino isu vamwe tinoti we are principled. Hatidaro. Chero ndikasara ndiri one ndichizva zvandiri kuita ndo zviri right. Vamwe vari 100 million vachiita zvakashata vachiti ndo zviri right. I will feel vindicated because I know history is going to judge us very, very fairly. Problem yatina ndeyekuti takakurira muZimbabwe yaitongwa nedictator Rains Robert Mugabe. Aityora mutemo asinga respective nemutemo wemy elections achiriga achiita sei. Zvokuti at one time takatofunga kuti kana kuriga maelections zviri fashionable. Mugabe waibira maelections wairova vanhu waiita sei opinda mupower neganabu ongoti ndinodiwa navanhu. Vanhu vongoti hati anodiwa navanhu tingagodii. Saka tongoti ndiye president. Isu tiri kuti bodo. We have to draw a line in the sand to say Zimbabwe inofanirwa kuvakwa ne my principles, a patriotism, a constitutionalism, thousands of men and women, boys and girls, lost their lives. Kutitive nerusununguko. There are mass graves at Nyazonya. There are mass graves in Chimoyo. There are mass graves in Mukushi, Zambia, of people who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Independence. We should not betray those people because seemingly those ones are very popular. kandoro zvatinoda ndoda kupa mufananidzo kana uri kuchikoro ona vamwe vachisvita mbanje ona boys rinosvita mbanje richitaridza pamwe kuda ndo rine joy ndo riri kufara iwo kuti sandodawo kusvita mbanje nokuti ndo zviri zvingadzi zviri invogue kana zviri fashionable tiri kuti kwete.
Thank you, Mr. Kudu. Thank you so much. We've got people who are asking us to call them. One of them is Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu. So maybe we are going to call you as soon as possible. Yeah.
But we still have Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yeah, hello. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Mr. Mavinga, I think surveys that were done by the mass public opinion were indicating that people actually wanted, especially the opposition, to form a united front of some sort. But now there are 118 presidential aspirants, according to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. But of course, it is everyone's democratic right. This is why the country was liberated, so that people can have choices. Some say the more the merrier. But will these parties, 118 parties, not head the opposition?
It will, in the ultimate, head the opposition chances of winning. In fact, a grand national coalition or union would have been the way to go. In fact, and it's unfortunate that the MDC appears to have learned nothing from the history of previous splits under President Tsvangirai.
Mm-hmm.
If they had really learned something, it would have been that 2008 was the defeat or the failure to get power was primarily down to the splits.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have done more and worked harder to prevent yet another split. So it's quite unfortunate, but this is where we are. And I think we need also to separate issues.
Mm-hmm.
There are issues. There are two things that need to be clear, Blessing. Number one, when you look at numbers, yes, Chamisa has commanded the numbers now. But we also have to look at the other issue of legality and framework.
Mm-hmm.
In my view, from a legal perspective, it would not have hurt Chamisa to accept from the outset to go for an extraordinary Congress. So that you have, you know, the clear legitimacy that is that then brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was a mistake not to go for an extraordinary Congress and to derive authority from the National Council. But of course, as Honorable Gutierrez said, it is those who have the MDC key constitution who know best what really the constitution is in terms of the law.
Mm-hmm.
In the absence of that, we then have to stand guided by the course of law. But from a broader political perspective, this really is a recipe for disaster. It is tantamount to handing over power to the ruling ZANU-PF party. Because to approach this election with so much chaos and confusion and court cases, can you imagine, Blessing, even the idea of who is entitled to use the name MDCT on the ballot paper? That is up to the court to decide. And remember that, you know, in Zimbabwe, there is a level of our court systems being compromised. So they could use it in a way they could also maybe manipulate the process to benefit the governing party. So it's unfortunate, but the MDC collectively appears to be playing into the hands of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think there's a call.
Slow, mama lapha ke umamoyo ecinweni. Mamoyo kunjani?
Yeah.
Mamoyo uyangizwa?
Yeah, ngiyaphila kanjani sis?
Siyaphila mama, ungaphi khona?
Ngiyaphila.
Yeah, akutsho ke mama ukuthi wena udaba lolu ulubona njani?
Mina udaba lolu ngibona ngalindlela. Ukuphe kuthe owelsman ibe bephuma ku-MDCC kaTsvangirai babesola ukuthi uyeti-CCC kodwa ukhuphe wala elokhu ekhonaphana bazange asole ngaleso sikhathi So, Patesi, Usanga Gatanga Nade was with me. You can speak to Nikara Tino, who could be nine tapos. So, over Patesi, who could be so Usanga and I, Lapatevana Constitution, PSP. That is what I done avoid the idea of PSP, and you have anybody too much. So, Namsang, I kept assuming after promoting to Soviet, you. So, I was telling you, I'm going to go to the Avant one and would not say any corner.
So, Hi, Mama. So what Mama is saying is a new dimension altogether. She says when Professor Oshman Ngobe left the MTC, he was protesting against the violation of the constitution by Ms. Tsvangirai. And Ms. Kupe stayed behind. So now she's crying today because the reason is just because she wants to control things. So she's saying, no. In the first place, Ms. Kupe was wrong to stay behind with Tsvangirai. She should have left with the Welshman. So why now? I think that's a big question.
Yes, Mr. Guti, and some might also say that when Lucia Matibenga was deposed as the women's chairperson, it was actually led by Dr. Kupe, which many felt was not constitutional. What's your response to that?
Yeah, you know, that's a very debatable issue, Blessing, because I think that was more political than legal, because what happened to Honorable Lucia Matuenga, a lady for whom I have got the utmost of respect, even up to now. I mean, or literally daily contact with her. I mean, she respects me, I respect her. I think it was more political than legal. I don't want to even think that it had anything to do with the Constitution. But just my personalities, my personal issues, some of these things I really cannot go deep into them because I don't think it would be appropriate. But Zhanga is really angered on the Constitution, your party. It was actually more personal than constitutional. Pakashaika Dr. Tsvangirai. Tingade takangotedzera mutemo ini chagutu hapana wandinovenga. Taenda ku extraordinary congress in terms of article 9.21.1 anenga ahwina I will accept him or her as the new leader of the party, whether it's Chamisa, whether it's Zulu, whether it's Gibbs Duhe, whether it's Mondora, whether it's Muzuri, or whoever. It is not about personalities. Zimbabwe, we had a government under Adam Mugabe, strong personalities as opposed to strong institutions. Vakango zvarwa after independence havana umwe mutungamiri waanoziva kusiya kwamugabe vaiziva munhu anotonga zvoudzvanyiriri anoda ma which institutions anoita manipulated
but Mr. Kutu,
let us draw a line in the sand.
Mr. Kutu,
build strong institutions as opposed to strong personalities.
Mr. Kutu, I think there is one point that was raised by Mamoyo, who said Ms. Kupe remained behind when Professor Welshman Ngobe left the party, accusing Mr. Tsvangirai of violating the constitution. So, and Mr. Moyo Feather said, you know, at the end of the day, why didn't she leave with Professor Ncube, and why is he complaining now?
No, look, I really have no mandate to speak on her behalf, because I think it's only fair that was Saurile. But if I remember what happened in October 2005, it was more to do about the issue, election, kuti. Toi participate aere my elections in Senate kana kuti toregera. Right. Patorwa that decision. Ndokubva, I think a majority by 1 year tingatisa participate. Then President, the late Tsvangirai vakati aiwa ngati participate. So, ndo pakatangira nyaya ipapo yokuti vamwe vakabva vati makundikana marambirei kutedzera chii zvarespektiwa kana zvadecidiwa nemajority even if it was by 1 vote. So it was not so much about the constitution. It was issue yokuti kana tati nyaya ngaende kuelection tikati majority should rule. Even yaita majority nemunhu mumwe ngatitedzerei izvozvo.
Mm-hmm.
That is essentially what caused the 2005 split.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think we've got a caller on the line, and this is Mrs. Ndlovu. Mama Ndlovu, kunjani?
Njani.
Siyaphila kakhulu. So, ke isikhathi usesihambile. So, wena udaba lolu ulubona njani, Mrs. Ndlovu?
Mina, kimi, it's a sad state of affairs, the opposition. And it's painful to hear people celebrate Uweshulana Wama party because maybe they believe Chamisa has it or Makuperala. It shows us as a nation that we are not able to unite and put the country first. Because it's not about Makupe, it's not about Chamisa. It's about the people of Zimbabwe, Abashupegileo, who were taken for granted for years, along with Sibane opposition. Every time when we get to a point where we think something happens. It's unfortunate, I'm not going to mention it as Makupe, because I spoke to Makupe Mina personally the first time they had in the Seshuga. Wapuma Nube, Wapuma Miti, and that's also Wapuma in Makupe and Wak. But it's unfortunate that she gets out of the party at a time when we need the party to be together. Otherwise, as an opposition, if we can't stick together and learn to compromise, and say, okay, this is what you want and this is what I want. But what does the majority of the people want? That's what Funa I got tested as Funda when says Mbapo about Kululeg. But Tony said, isn't it really back to normal? It's not about Uchamisa. It's unfortunate Uchangrai has left such chaos. But at the same time, I sympathize with Makupe, not because of Umam. I sympathize with her at the same time in sitting in a. If she lives, she had to live twice. She would have learned a lesson. But it's unfortunate that Nkile Okuse Pivile and interesting Wisile, who say we're at the end of her life when they said Lupin and Jenan. Otherwise, never found much. And she was a Buga, a fund from the past, 100 pounds.
Or maybe, as a woman, as a party.
As a person from Matebele, she should have stood up at the time when there was a division of Kam.
So, as a parting shot, can you talk to Mr. Obet Kutu and give him advice on what he should do next, and then Ms. Kupe?
Yes, and it's unfortunate, Kutu, we have come to this point. Moreover, as we, as long as Ms. Kupe lapana, instead of taking his window out of context and going public, they should have tried to get together. And before they even started campaigning, if Mutangirai were, they didn't even show you respect to the Kale Mutangirai and then mourn and go back into politics. Because politics through and through. And it's unfortunate. don't know how old Kutu is. Oh, Kutu, Laboma Kupe, if you have a life again, when you see things cracking, Kutat Gotas is a man. Kuchanisa Ngumtwana. He saw these things happening. Abanye abantu bekhahlelwa belahlwa as if they didn't matter. Now he's doing what Oma Kupe Labo Kutu watched for years when it was happening. It's unfortunate, Kutu. It's painful. Some of us were there when MDC started, and it pained us to see MDC lobby come. And it pains me as a Zimbabwean citizen, when the opposition is going to do something. And it's unfortunate. I understand his part. There is division. What is division? That's what this is now. But it's unfortunate to have a chance to see there's an opportunity to see there is a chance that they are going to vote for
thank
China.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to have a chance they are out of the country. They are not there. I want to have a dollar. Should I want to have a dollar think we want to go to the country, it's a vote north.
Thank you so much. Thank
it's not
you so
really
much.
About them.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mrs. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu. She's in Seattle, Washington State. So sibongela kakhulu mama abantu sibilwa kuchayela izandla lapha kulo Patrick urutsatse uti point from umama Priscilla umbizo layo uti Priscilla is spot on so ke kunjalo ke siyabonga kakhulu
and of course many are complaining why we didn't bring honorable Tabitha Kumalo to defend the party. The phones we want to apologize were a bit problematic, especially Econet lines. That's why we had to call Mr. Gutu, who is on a 712 line, and Mr. Mavinga, who is in South Africa, because we did try Honorable Tabitha Kumalo and also Honorable Innocent Gonese and Mr. Luke Tamborino. Unfortunately, we were not successful. Regatende kunemwe mtereredu vamurambiwa makadi. Ai watine urombo mazoramba manyanya makabata kwenguva yakareba tipe upfungwa dzenyu.
Inini maonero wangu inini ndimushona but ndiri kweshe kana ndichitarisa zvepolitics kana ndikatarisa pakubuda kwakaita anaikupi na Obed Gutwa kuona kwangu kurashika kwakatoita nekuti katarisa nebungire remutemo ravo rari kutaura kuti ndiro riri kutariswa ka tiri kutarisa paground kuti masupporters vanhu vari kuti vanhu vatambudzika nekuda kweutongi hwezanu PF uri kudzanyirira vanhu vachitambura saka haichasi nyaya yekutungamirira kuti inini ndinotungamira kana kuti nhingi ndootungamira yanyaya yekutsvaka munhu anodiwa nevanhu zvekuti vanhu vanongagona kuti vabatane vave pamwe chete zanu PF imbobvawo pachigaro kupindawo vamwe vanhu so that mayouths timbowanawo maopportunities okuwana mabasa for everybody unodawo kushandawo munyika nemainvestors akatomirirawo izvozvo kuti otherwise vangauya nemitemo iri nani because kana mukatarisa kumamind nemakampani kune mashares ari kutorwa nepati yezanu PF anorwadza mainvestors kukombirisa kuti nyika yadi shaiwe nemainvestors saka kana ndakatarisa chimiro chiripo izvezvi hazvichaiti zvingangorema kuti anaikupe nana Obed Gutu akabuda vadzoke zvavo but naivo vari kuzvionawo even kublawayo iam happy because neverudzi rwechindevere ivava
vamurambiwa tinotenda zvikuru nguva yedu ndo isina kupira zvakanaka asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening Mr. Dewa Mavinga and Mr. Obed Gutu thanks to our callers our listeners those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp signing off and saying have a blessed weekend this is yours truly Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dubey saying bye bye have a nice weekend We'll be right back.